So you're holding daf mem aleph from an aleph on top. That the Gemara says, "Acha sheribu akosta b'miyit." Since there's a ribu to say kol oilim is lo yerdu, and also the miyit to say some halachas of kabbonis are yerdu, is a matter to say like this: Ma b'ni eselu shoyi psulu makredish. These first psulim, the pshat is when the korban first came into the Beis Hamikdash, it was kosher, it was fit to be used, and the psul first happened in the Beis Hamikdash itself. That nishpech adam or nishkato balayla or zokin or machshav tigom, all these psulim happen in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Therefore, the locher is a moluf for the yevid. You put it on top of the mizbeach. The din is lo yerdu. We did not take it down. We let it burn on the mizbeach. But umaytzeni, but I take out the last psulim. Yaseilu shlohoy psulim b'kodesh. It was not a psulim of chal in the Beis Hamikdash, but rather it was a psul that came before it came into the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, this korban leg was never fit to be brought for korban. Therefore, it has a psul that even though it goes on the mizbeach, still is yerdu. That's like these last psulim of a muksa, nirva, never esna the mechir klai. Samara says, "Akol ponim ketonim is what we learn over here. The even according to Rabbi Shimon, it says yoytzei doifin deloy. Says that a korban, the behema was born through a yoytzei doifin, so you cannot bring that korban for you cannot bring that behema for korban." And if it was brought, even though it's olu, it's yerdu. So, my love, yoytze doy from the kochim. Aren't we talking about over here a case of yoytze doy from the kochim? You see that Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's a psul, that even though he holds by an isha, she's yerlid through a yoytze doy, it's called a leida. But by the hema, though, it's not called a leida. And therefore, it's called a psul by kochim. So, Gemara says, loy. I'll tell you, Yaitse Deifen the Bechor, maybe it's talking about only a Yaitse Deifen the Bechor, a Behema gave birth to a Bechor, so there has no Kedusha. So Mora says, no, me pet the Rechem Navko, like that's Chita, you have a post to pet the Rechem, you don't need a Kiddush for that, that's why everybody knows that. Rashi says, Vechiv and the Chulin, the case of that's Mamash Chulin, is Lomel Lamute, Pshita Mo Le Yerdu, Pshita, if it goes up in the Mizbech, it's Yerdu, like it's Mamash Behema's Chulin, so Pshita. Ella, my the Gemara says, what's the case? It's talking about the Kodoshim. It's talking about what the Behemoth Kodoshim. It's about the Gemara, mi imoy Navka. Anyway, we learn that from a different pasuk. Rashi, Namid le Kodosh, the government of the Bechor. He learns out before, Bishimon knows imoy, to say what, that it has no Kedusha. So also Churus Pshita. So what does that tell you over here? Im Olu, the din is that Yerdu, the Churus Pshita. Once you tell me that a Yaitse Devin has a lacha like a Balmum, that no Kedushas Chala, and it's a Chorb Shita, it's Yerdu. So it's also Sakasha. What does Shimon have to say in the Braisa that a Yaitse Devin, if Behemoth was a Yaitse Devin, it would be Olu, it should be Le Yerdu. It should be Yerdu. Samara says, no, hi, mate. What does it have to do with the other? It's like this. Iyarmut Bishleim with the Kodshim, if we're talking about Kodshim over here, Haina the Yitzrichu Trey Kroy. That's why we have to have two psukim, I tell you. There's some about a behema that gave birth through a yetzer daifin, so we need two different psukim to teach us that you can't have kedusha on it. And the chad the behema schulin, the other derech daifin, the yakdishet, one chidishit that a behema schulin gave birth, and a kid came out derech daifin. And that's the chidish that said later, when you're going to be makdishet, the kedusha is not chal, it's considered like you'd be makdish a balmum, that the kedusha is not chal, that's one posik. But the chad, the second pasuk comes to teach us, lebehemus kachim. Let's say you have a korban shlomim, and the korban became pregnant. The oilin gives birth derech daifin. And uksava, we hold over here that vlodas kachim behave yosin hen kadoshim. That the vlad of a korban only becomes hegdish after it comes out. Rashi says this girsi should not be gurus, because it's a girsi. Rashi says, Pirish Meshubashu, who to Hoshchen Laman Diyavim Mishasi Tzirahen Kedoshim. That's the machlokes of a korban gives birth, and the aim of a korban gives birth. When is the Vlad Kodesh? Is it Kodesh Mishasi Tzir when it first created inside, or only when it comes out? But both ways, it will be the Pshat here. You need this pasuk to teach us that Lamaisa, if it comes out, Derech Doifin, and has no Kedusha on it. So it's good what we need these two psukim. But there, Liam, if you're going to tell me that the Pshat from the Brei is talking about a Bechor, and that's the Chiddush to say that it came out Derech Doifin. Imolu, it's Yerdu. So what's the question? Chum, repet the Rechem now, because that's Pshita. That's nothing to pass, repet the Rechem, that a Bechor only has Kedusha, if it comes out Derech Rechem. it comes out derech doifin, it has no kedusha. So you don't need the chiddush of the brayso. So the kitza, the pshat from the brayso is a derech doifin, it's talking about a korban, and the korban gives birth to a derech doifin, that's the chiddush to say that the vlad has no kedusha. So middle of that to write, if Shimon holds by the hema, it has no kedusha, it's not called a leida. The Mora says, Hochinam Mestavra, this is the also like this. Hochinam Mestavra. Rashi says, Hochinam Mestavra, the Cholhani Psulum, the Hocho, the Behemoth's Kodesh from Kroma, some of the Behemoth of Kodesh. Why, Midatonica says, the end of the Psulum was, Haraveya Varnirva Behemoth is with a man or with an Isha, Fiha Muksa set aside to worship the Shem of Oydazorah, or else Fiha Neva, the worship to the Shem of Oydazorah, Fiha Klaim. But since all these psulim are talking about psulim and behemoth of kodshim, so therefore, hu adin, derech doifin also means a regular behemoth of kodshim, and not a bechor. Now then, what's the question? Mehocha nafki learn now from over here, I mehosam nafka, another person to teach us these things, mehosam nafka. His pasuk says, mina behemoth, loiti esaroiva via nirva. That a behemoth that lives with a person with a man, he can't be brought for carbon. Min ha'boka, the pasuk says, lo'itz yesaneva, a behemoth that worships the Shem of Oydazara. Min ha'tzorin, lo'itz yesamuksa, a behemoth that just set aside the Shem of Oydazara. U'min ha'tzorin, it says, lo'itz yesanoigach. V'su klayim yochanavkim yosam navk, shorai kesel v'yeis, shos prat l'klayim v'yeis prat l'nidma. So here we have other psukim that say these carbonas are not fit to be brought for carbon. So pshit that they will be although will be yerdu, they're not fit to have no kedusha at all. So what do we need the pasuk to teach us on these psulim imalu yerdu? All these psulim kura pshit. We have other psukim to say that the kedusha is not chal on these behemoths. So where it says ela rather tzrichu trei kroy. We need taka two psukim. Chad the behemoths chulin v'chad the behemoths kochim. The one is talking about the behemoths chulin, and then these things happen to him, and then later you will mark the shit that the kedusha is not chal. The second pasuk to teach us that no, but the behemoth was first hegdish, and then one of these things happened to it, that also im olu will be yerdu. And hachinam here also isra trei kro, we have to have two psukim. Here also by yaitzei doifim, we have to have two psukim. What to teach us a yaitzei doifim of a behemoth that's chulin, and then you want to be makdish to vlad, it's called like a balmum, you can't be makdish it. And then the big chiddush, as the pasuk says, even in the case where the mother was a korban already had kedusha ready, and now it gave birth to a vlad, derev doifin, also the kedusha does not go on to the vlad. The vlad is not kedusha, it cannot be brought for a korban. Vakoponim, it's a right to Rabbi Yochanan Pshat Reb Shimon that even though he says now Mishnah Yotzei doifin is called a leida by a person, by an isha, but by behemah he agrees it's not called a leida. Nothing more says Tana Rabban Lola this in the Braisa. Hamakasha shloshu yomim v'yotza vlad. Anisha that saw 3 times down 3 days in a row joined Yud Aleph Yomim, that really she should have become a Zavo. And then what happened, but it was Hamakasha, she had labor pains those 3 days. And then right afterwards, v'yotza vlad, she gave birth. And what happened was, Derech Doifin, she gave birth, the kid came out, Derech Doifin, says a Syrian. So I raise you, let this be Zayf. That's the Rabbanan Shita, that Derech Doifin is not called the Leda. Therefore, these labor pains are not called because of a leda. Therefore, the isha has tumas zava zava. It's like she gave birth with tumas zava. But Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon, I know. Ainzu yuledis b'zayiv. It's not called yuledis b'zayiv. Since Lamaisa, she was makasha, she had labor pains, and now she gave birth. Such Rabbi Shimon, she tossed the old leda through derech doifin is called a leda. The isha has tumah v'tayra, and therefore it's called a leda. That's metayra from the tumah of zava. She has tumah zavah on her. But now the Braisa says, "V'dama yotze mishom," the dam that comes out from there. So the moral soon explain where does it mean? Does it mean from the derech rechem, or does it mean through the derech doifin? But it says the dam that yotze mishom is tamei. The dam that comes out is tamei. For Rabbi Shimon Metar, Rabbi Shimon says, "No, the dam is tor." So let's understand here, clear. What's the machlekes over here? It's worse like this. Bishleim ereish is good. The ereish, the first machlekes in this Braisa. We have Shimon Latayme, Rabbanan Latayme, it's very good. And Shimon goes, according to his time, that he holds the Yotze Doifin, is called the Leda. If it's called the Leda, so it's very good. Why he holds his Torah, Mitumas Zava? Because since the Dam came out through these 3 days when she was having labor pains, and then the Vlad came out, it's called Dama Machmas Vlad, and the Torah is Matayrit, the Dam is Torah. And the Rabbanan holds, no, the Rabbanan holds, it's not called the Leda. Therefore, the Damda comes out of Dam Tamei, and therefore she has Tumas Zavar on her. Was El is safe with the safe over here, but my twig, what's the machoikas over here? It says what? That the Dam, HaYoytze, it says over here, Misham is Tamed, Chom says Tamed, Shem knows this Metayim. Some Rabbeinu said that the case is Kogoyin Shiyotze Vla Derech Doifen, the true, she gave birth through a cesarean, but V'dam Derech Rechem, the Dam came out now through the Rechem. And the Shailer is, Rashi says, V'dam Derech Rechem Shloshes Yimei Akushi, during these 3 days when she's having the labor pains, the Dam came out the regular way, before the Leda. Now this, V'yom Rabban, the Rabban said, the Zivi, it's called the Zav, the Lemitayel of La, the Lav Ledi, and therefore the Zivi is Tomei. And Yab Shimon holds no, it's Mitar, this Dam is Tor, because since he said it's called the Leder, therefore the Dam is Tor. And when it says what, the Yosef Shimon, the time that he said it's called the Leder, therefore the Dam is Zav is Tor, for Abon Latan, Abon going according to their Dam, to hold what? To hold no, it's not called the Leder, and therefore this Dam, this Zav is Tomei. So that's the question, no, Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, Rosi gets the question back. Chodah, first of all, the Hainu Reisha, the same Allah as the Reisha, what's the Chiddush over here? The same Machlokes. V'yoid, mi sham mokam vlad, mashma. Mashma, told when the Dam came, the same place where the Vlad came from. So if the Vlad came derech doifin, the chutz mashma, Dam came that way also. El Rav the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yosef, Rosi says like this, the case is El Om Rabbi Yosef. Kogoyin, Shiyotze, Vlad, V'dam, derech doifin, yes. We're talking about both happened through the Caesarean, through the side that both the Dam came out and the Vlad came out. So, Lechura, al Tietzim Dam itself, everybody showed, really, she's Tor. That's not Dam Nida. So, that's the Pshat, according to Chom, we say it's Tomei. So, Mara says, over Mekor, 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 Tomei, Kamiflagiri. The Chaykas over here is the Mekor, Mekor, means this Dam that comes out. If the Dam touches the Makor, the womb, does the womb make the Dam Tommy or not? That's the Machlokes over here. That the Rav Shimon says it's Tor, because he holds the Makoimoi means the Makor, the womb, is not Matama the Dam that comes through it. Therefore, the Dam, since it came out through Derech Doifin, it's not Matama Ras Nidom, therefore the Dam itself is Tor. So Mor says, Ma Sovar, that Makor Makoimoi Tommy, that's the Rabban Shita. So when the Dam passed by this Makor, it's Matama the Dam. Or Masav, a Makor, Makor, Mitor, no, even though the Dam passes by, still the Dam remains Tor. That's the Machlek is whether the Dam that comes out, that touches the womb, does that Dam become Tomei? In other words, when it comes out of the body, now somebody who touched that Dam, will they become Tomei or not? Omer Rashlokesh says, that Ledivrei Yoyim, according to one that says, Amrish Lakesh Divrei Amitame Bidam is Matame Mishbisha. The one that says, this Dam is Tame, Poshim means the Dam comes out of the Derech of the Derech Daifin. See, also Matame Bisha, the Isha becomes Tame, it has a Tumas Nida, Rashi says. Even though it comes out of the Derech Daifin, still he holds his Tame Nida. But Ledivrei Amitame, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Bidam is Matame Bisha, it's not called Nidarida. That's what Shlokes is Chiddush. However, Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon and Omar, after Divrei Hametamei Bedam, Betaye Bisha. Even the one that says no, after Divrei Hametamei Bedam, even though the Chomashita says that the Dam is Tamei, Betaye Bisha, Rabbi Yechon is Torah, it's not called Tumas Leit Nida, because it did not come through the Makor. And the Oz, the Rabbi Yechon, goes according to his own time. That the Yom Rav Yechon says, Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yechon, Rav Shem Ben Yechoi. That means nine, how do I know to say? Senisha Temeya. Anisha has no Tumas Nida. Achiyoitse Madva Derech Avos, until the Dam comes out to Derech Avos, through the Makor, through the womb, and not Derech Doifin. Shnevet Apostle says, an extra Apostle here, Vish, Ashiyishka Vesisha. For man lives with Anisha. Dova, she's a Nida. The Apostle says now, the Gila Sevos as Mekohe Oro, the man like uncovered or ever. It's an extra Apostle, come and teach us, Malam, come and teach us, Shainisha Metamo Achiyetse Mad Vaderech Avosam. The Nisha would only have a Tumas Nida, the Dam comes out through a Derech Avosam, through the Mekor, through the Rechem. But not if the Dam comes out through a Derech Daifin, the Isha is Tor. Such a Yechel Shetos, and he holds, even though the Dam is Tanei, but it would not be Metamo, but Teres Nidom, since the dam did not come out derech mekor, but rather derech dofen. Now, Omer Reb Shimon, Mishum Reb Yehuda Nisiyo, Mekor Shenekar. What's going to be if the whole womb came out of the body, came out of the Isha? If it fell on the floor. So, Tameya, the loch is that womb is Tameya. Whoever touches it becomes Tameya. The womb itself has loch of Tumah. What's the Raya? Shneven Apostolic says, Yan, he shofech nechushtech, vatigole ervosech. So as she said, Nechushtech means Shulayich the bottom. Vainu Makor, that the Makor came out to exceed a tigle ervosch almo, neck of a nishbach lor, it's korle ervo. Kilo hu bimkoimo, hilkach tome, whoever touches it becomes tome. So where's the mind? What are we talking about? Learn if you want to tell me the Tuma Shiva, to tell what the Isha's Tuma, like as if Nida came out, that when the crow comes out of her body, it's like she saw Nida's now that she's Tuma Shiva. Samura says, no, Dam Amrach, when the Torah says, if you see Dam, you become Tuma. For Leichatich, now you see a piece. Now you see a piece of flesh, now if you see the Makor. Ela, the Tuma Serev, the Kash question is, does she become Tuma Serev, whoever touches it? The Rashi of Shinoga Bob, you see us when the Makor left her body, you touched her, so she's telling me just till evening, that's all, that's the Shiloh. So that's what Shlokas Chiddush, yes, that the Makor has a din tumor on it, therefore leaves the body, it's Matama the Isha, which is only telling me that one day. She goes to the Mikvah, and at night she's torn. Omer of Yechim Yechim says, Makor Sheziya Kishtei Tipei Magoliyois Timeya. And from the womb, like it sweats out two drops of Magolius. Rashi says it means like white blood, like white liquid comes out of there. So it's Tameya. We say now it's called like an Avatuma. Lamai, for what purpose? You may if you want to tell me the Tuma Shiva, as if to say she has Tumas, neither one or no. That's what we have before in the Mishnah, Chamisha Domim Tamei Bisha. There are five different types of blood that's Matama Bisha. Visuloya, not more. Eller rather, it means the tumas erev. Tell us, Thomas, like an avatuma, when it comes out of the body, now whoever touches it becomes tomei till the evening. And the chiddush here is that v'davka tat, if you had two drops of a liquid coming out, avachod, if only one drop comes out, eimal say miyal mos, it comes from the rest, from the side of the body, not from the makor. Therefore, those people will not become tomei. Now, this goes according to Mandiyama we had before, makor makomi tomei. Not only blood, even if liquid comes out through the makor, so that liquid causes a din of an avatuma, and therefore whoever touches it will be tummy until the evening. But after the davka, the liquid came through the makor, and none of it came through minaftodim, through the sides. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol anoshim tamei mebeis achitzoin." Even though the dam is still inside the body, but long as it leaves the womb, she becomes tummy. So the question is, Hain niyu beis achitzon? How far in the body is it still called beis achitzon that she's tamei? Omer Rash Lakish, kol shatinoikas yeshu, you have a little girl that will sit down for nearest, and you look inside, you can see inside the, you can see inside the canal. So that's called the beis achitzon. Omer Rebiach, we look inside back, no. Or you say mokum, that mokum that you can see when a kid sits down, golu yu eitzel sheretz, it's not much called open part of the body. And the gay, if a sheriff touches it, there shall become tummy. At this we know if a sheriff touches the base of storm, you have a maga inside the body, you tore. If you touch the outside of your body, you become tummy. See, that mokum is like called gilu eitzel sheriff, called the mokum magula. So you can't tell me that the chidish of bepsora, even though the dam is inside the boss, it's still she's tummy. El Rad Amr Yochanukha says like this, the bein hashinayim, there are two pimples there inside the makor. Inside the canal over there, and all the way up until there, that's called the Beis Achitzon. So the dam goes past this Bein HaShinayim, like two teeth there, then she's tummy. But Ibolu, I have a question like this, Ibolu, you. Bein HaShinayim, what's going to be if the dam comes in between these two pimples there, Bein HaShinayim? Is Kalefnim, is that called that the dam is still inside the body that she's torn? Or Kalechutz, that already is called that the dam came out, Kalechutz, that she's called tummy already. So what's the locha? So Toshma coming here. To Tony Rabbi Zakev, Zakev like this. The Bein HaShinayim, the dam comes to the Bein HaShinayim. But the Bein HaShinayim, Matzmukalufnim. But if the dam comes in between the two Shinayim, then it's still called that the dam is inside the body and she's Tor. She's only Tommy if the dam comes outside past the Bein HaShinayim. B'machnisatam nevraisin on this mokam disha, that the base achitzin is called any place where the aver of a man reaches when he has tashmish. My mokam disha. What do you mean mokam disha? Or may have you the mokam shashamish dash, the mokam the aver of the first one goes inside her. How far up it goes inside her? All that is called by the base achitzin. The dam comes out of that place, so then she's tame right then. Tana Rabban word like this. If so, the pasuk says melamit shematama bifnim kavachutz, that even though the dam is still inside of her body, but as long as it came out past the ben hashanayim or past the makim shashamus dash, she becomes tame. The yenli yela need the only maybe only by dam need that she becomes tame like this. Zava minayin, how do we know during the 11 days when she has tuma zava? Also, as long as the dam reaches the beis achitzan, she's tame. Talmud, I've learned now, that says Zayva Bibsara again, Zayva, that Bibsara, even though it's still inside a bus, that's still she's telling me. Poleta, Shich, Vazera, Minan, Hevin, Onisha, Vatashmish. So the man puts Zera into, and then later when the Zera comes out of her, also she's telling me. So I don't have to say that she's telling me as soon as the Zera comes out, even though it's in the Beis Achitzin. Talmud, the Potek says, Yeah, Mashmut, the Poleta, Shich, Vazera, the same Malacha, like Dam. Say Malacha of Zayda Bisara as it's Kozman, it Kozman went out to the base of Chitzay. We have Shimon, and Shimon says no, Daya Kaboila, that over here when Ishif Paleta Shich Vazera means the Shich Vazera comes out of a body, she's only tummy when the Shich Vazera comes out of a body completely, but not when it's inside. Why? Because she can't be better off than the husband. Kaboila, Ma Boila, just like the Baal of the man. And the Matam Mashatayt Satum Lachutz is only tummy when the Zera comes outside his body, like we had before in the Mishnah, calls the man it's inside, he's torn when it comes outside. So half he, the same thing she, when she's having tumah now, plat the shikh bazar, the same thing. Till the tumah comes outside. Now, more the question, is this true? Vesavar Reb Shimon dying kabbalah, she has the same look like the brother to husband. For a time, you will learn like this. The pasuk says, "V'ruachatzu b'mayim." She has to wash herself in mayim. V'tomu ader, she's tomu until the evening. Omer Rabbi Shimon, "V'chima bozel amdena." What does the pasuk come to teach us that she has to go to the mikvah? Im linyan nagev shech vazera, she touches shech vazera. Reikvanem, we know already. Whoever touches shech vazera is tomu, and he has to go to the mikvah. Lamata, ayish ela mipnei shetumas beis tarmi. The chiddush is that when the husband lives with his wife, and Mashas Tashma, she lets out Zera, she becomes Tami then also. Even though when the Zera touches are there inside the body, it's called the Beis Torim. And the Tumas Beis Torim ain't the Tama. Usually, Tumas Beis Torim is not Tami. Over here, El Xeras HaKosev, well, here it's Xeras HaKosev to say that when the Zera leaves the husband, goes into the Isha, she becomes Tami also. So HaKopanim, you see here that when the Zera goes inside the body, she's Tami. Even though it's inside the body, it's not outside the body. So you see, she's tummy more than the boiler, more than the bowel. The bowel is only tummy when it leaves his body. And here she's tummy, even though the zera is only inside the body, not outside the body. It's more so like Kasha, there's no theory, there's two different in Yonim here. Kan bimishameshes. Enechnami, when she lives with the husband, and the zera comes out of the husband into her, that's the zera. Of she becomes tummy then. But kan bapoletes. But when the zera later comes out of her body, then she's only tummy because of that when the zera comes out and not when it's still inside the body. For the Gemara Poletus, when the zera comes out of her, tepig le'ador shimsho. Listen, you're telling me now that b'shash tashmi she becomes tummy. So what do you have to tell me? She's tummy again later when the zera comes out, like she's still tummy from the tashmish. So was the case is no b'shatovla, where she went to the mikvah after the tashmish, she went to the mikvah, and then later she's poletus shich zera that she only becomes tummy when the zera leaves the body and not when it's still inside it. So Muslim, maybe what do you want to tell me? The Mishameshes, the Tumasera Sagilo, Nishid has Tashmish. So she's only told me that day. She goes to the mikvah. At night time, she's Torah already. Is that true? Vomar Rav, Rav says, Mishameshes, Nishid lives with the husband. So, and let's put Sarah into her. So, Kol Shloy Shiyam, Masuru Lechem Trum, all the next 3 days, she's also Ti Truma. Why? Shiyev Shloy Shloy Tifloit. It's not possible that Zerah does not come out of a Kafeda. So what do you mean to say she went to the mikvah right after the tashmish? But what does the mikvah help you? Because say the zera is coming out of her, she decided to be Tamei. Where's the case that she's Torah? And now you're telling me she only becomes Tamei when the Zera comes out of the body, not inside the body. So verse says, yes. Hocha v'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here again. Hocha v'mayaskinon, she had tefillah v'mito, that they were tefillah in the bed. She lived with her husband and she didn't move out of the bed. So no Zera is coming out of her now. It's only the Zera the husband put into her. So she goes to the mikvah, that she becomes Torah. Then later, when the Zera comes out, that's the Chiddush, she only becomes Tamei when it leaves her body, not when it's inside. So, Mechlal, what do we come out of here? That the Chiyama Rava, when did Rava say as Alocha, that Meshameshas Kol Shlosh Yom is Asura, the Yozla'ihi, the Kariya, where she's moving around. For Tavla, then she went to the Mikvah. And still we said the next 3 days, she's Becheskas to be Tamei. For the more, why? Duma Bahadri de Kozla Shadisa, she walked to the Mikvah. So why don't they say, while she's walking, all the Zera came out of her? And after that, there should be no more Zera inside, so why do you say she's Tamei? So I said, not after the Mimdeis, maybe you tell me, do Mishtaya, maybe good, there's still some Zera left in her body, so you have to be afraid some of it comes out. What do you say? It's Vada, you say, Loshnev, Yefshe, it's impossible. Shletiflet, why? It just should have said Chashinon. So if you tell me now she's walking to the Mikvah, so it should be only Chashin, and maybe Zera will come out later, but not like Vadi Zera came out. Not like Zera, Vadi Zera is coming out. Elamor says, Rav, now Mishet, Filu Bamitu, because Rav is also, we put her into Nikva, and she didn't go out of the bed. Lekasha, Kamasafechas, Kamashena Masafechas. If she's moving around in the bed, then we say the Zera could come out. But if she's not moving around in the bed, she stays still from the Tashma, she stays still, then we say the Zera does not come out. Therefore, she's only Tamei because of the Baal HaTashmish with her. And then we say, when she goes to the Mikra for that, she becomes Torah. And then it's a Shal later, when the Zera comes out, that's the Chiddush. She's only Tamei when the Zera leaves her body, and not when it's in the Beis HaChitzon. Because she cannot become worse than the Boil, the Baal himself. Alright, we'll stop here.